Guys, right now you can get sheets, the most incredible sheets you've ever had in your life, like your grandma's sheets on her bed, like the amazing quality sheets, crisp and clean. And I mean, just amazing quality. They stay like that after every wash. You can pick up these sheets at MyPillow.com right now for 60% off. This is such a huge deal. Please go to MyPillow.com and take advantage of it, but you got to put in the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. Go get the pillows. The slippers are 50% off. The most amazing products, plus you're helping Truth and Radio. I mean, is there anything better? Seriously, it's Truth and Radio. You're actually helping the truth get out while getting wonderful products. Go to MyPillow.com and put in code Kate, K-A-T-E, to get the deals that you're just absolutely going to love. And help Mike Lindell bring out the truth about election fraud, help this show, and really, truly thank you from the bottom of my heart. Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this, and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedallyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.
Hey everyone, there is a spray, a zeolite spray, on the homepage of katedallyradio.com. Right now, you can grab this spray for only $5. It's a huge big deal because they don't usually give it away for this, but they want you to try it. And this is an effective cellular cleanse, and it has a unique activated hydrated zeolite cellular level cleanse. All you do is spray it in your mouth. You can't taste it. And each day, and you'll get rid of the toxins in your body. You'll get rid of all those things like mercury and lead and arsenic and all the things that come through our food and environment and everything else. This is an advanced cellular cleanse. And my daughters actually turned me on to this. They were giving it to their kids too, and the kids were feeling better. Skin things were clearing up. All kinds of things were happening. People even give this for autism and having amazing results. Has no taste, and it's 100% natural. You'll love this product. It's called Pure Body from Touchstone. Even Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, huge proponent of this spray as well. So go get it. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Makes my stomach turn. It does. Steel Dragon. We All Die Young. That is little Mark Wahlberg giving us the lips to the actual song by Steel Dragon, We All Die Young. It's a great song. Great movie, too. Anyways, welcome back. Kate Daly Show at your service. And make sure you go get the Zelenko Z-Stack. These are things that actually can help you from good doctors, not the kind that we get to see often, but the good doctors. I don't mean us on the show. I just mean in person. The doctors that are around us can't hold a candle to the frontline doctors and the doctors that are out there speaking at all of these things and risking their careers and jobs to deliver the truth about your health and about where we stand today. So Zelenko is one of them, and pay attention to him. You know, he put together the Z-Stack. It's quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and what was the other one? I can't remember. Quercetin, zinc, and vitamin D. And make sure that you go and you get the Z-Stack. It's really an amazing product. It's right on the bottom of my homepage, katedallyradio.com. Just scroll all the way to the bottom and you'll see it. Dr. Zelenko's ad right there. Click through that and it also helps the show. Okay. Susan, so much to say about that meeting that took place. We'll talk about it with Attorney Lee Dundas tomorrow, too, but I want to find out from you what you learned.
Yes, Senator Ron Johnson had this kind of an update, like what have we discovered in the last year and a half? And Dr. Corey had also testified about ivermectin, but Dr. Malone was there, and there's a clip of him talking about really the corruption of women's reproductive organs and saying, you know, when you have this unusual bleeding, that is the ovary triggering when things happen and when women experience those things. And so all of a sudden you have this trigger. Why? Because these lipids, these fats end up in these organs.
And he said, they collect there.
Yes.
So you can't just chalk it off as like, nothing to see here, folks. I mean, does your head need to spin around with green gunk, vomiting out of the mouth in order to get somebody's attention that it's a symptom that needs to be paid attention to? That's how we act. That's how the media acts about it. Oh, that's no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's happening all over. I was in a meeting, maybe I mentioned this last time, but there was a bunch of women asking questions and it had to do with the vaccine. And women at the back of the room with me said, ask about urinary infections. We all came down with these urinary tract infections when people around us got vaccinated.
Yeah. Just like Pfizer said, we're worried about this paragraph on it. We're worried about occupational transference from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated. And yeah, you can shed it through saliva and touch. You can touch the same things. And yes, we're worried about this. Unbelievable that people would call me a conspiracy theorist after Pfizer expressed concerns about it. Isn't that amazing?
That's right.
We're a conspiracy theorist if we know that everything collects in these organs and in the ovaries, and yet, oh yeah, you'll have no problem with reproduction, honey. Yes, we're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, it's amazing to me that when we try to bring out the truth, that's what we get in blowback.
Well, and Ron Johnson reminded people that when he held the first meeting, he said that it was some of these same doctors, and that the New York Times reporting on it said they were snake oil salesmen. He goes, these were some of the most preeminent doctors, and that's what they called us 18 months ago. Well, now we have the data. We have the data from all these countries that are using hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin and just solving their COVID problems. And they said, what in the world? How did we become enslaved to these companies? And one of them said, this has been going on. This has been building to this for many, many decades. Mm. We were always going to get to this point, right? This didn't just happen. And I just wanted to say in an article that I found that was actually quite interesting, Globalization, Empire, and the Vampire. I thought, what in the world? Because Marx always talked about vampires. Like if capitalists sell something to people and take their money, even if the people are better off, they call that being a vampire. Mm-hmm. But what? Listen to this. They're saying in the end of colonization, so as Britain, England pulled back its colonies, started turning over colonies to their own respective people, what was going to be the next step? Well, this was kind of the next step. Let's become globalists, and then we can have all the power anyway. So he says in this one article that Dracula is not just a wandering aristocrat, but an industrious global menace. He's a conqueror, a colonizer of territories, bodies, thoughts, knowledge, spreading like an infection. He is undead. He represents a fear of reverse colonization and decay following in the wake of imperial decay. So colonies, we can't really have anymore. But what is the opposite side, the opposite side of the same coin? It is this globalization that exerts some of the same power, if not more power, via the multinationals, corporations, the vaccine companies, this is like bioterror. How is this not being considered a weapon of mass destruction? Do you notice we don't say that word? I know, you know, you have talked about, does it really exist? But there was something that they did create. Who did they really use it on? Where did it really go?
Yeah. Well, it is a thing. It was just a matter of, was it actually in Iraq? Where was the location?
Yes,
right?
Yes. But I'm
talking a thing.
And I'm talking
weapons
about the virus.
Yes,
I'm talking about.
And when people hear that, they think of Iraq. Weapons of mass destruction.
They do.
Destruction is what I'm saying.
But isn't it funny that we don't use that phrasing? The media never uses that phrasing when it comes to that. And where are we headed?
Right.
We're headed to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go back to China. Now, a lot of people have traced the first outbreak, because it was global and happened so fast, to the Wuhan military games that happened in October of 2019.
Because people came to Seattle from there.
Yes.
And of course it went to because everyone that comes into Seattle from an Olympic game would go directly to a nursing home and infect all nine people there, right?
That's
so,
right.
So, I mean, it makes perfect sense that no one ever, but go ahead.
Yes, these were military Olympic games in Wuhan. Mm-hmm. And so now we're headed back. Are we going to get another dose of something else? Interestingly,
I'm going to go with yes.
Right. Interestingly, it's very encouraging to hear Dr. Malone. And this was actually in December, where he talked about Omicron or whatever. And he said, if I was creating a vaccine for purpose, in other words, to help people get out of whatever this other COVID thing is, he goes, I would create something like this, because it only goes into upper respiratory. It doesn't go into lungs.
Mm-hmm.
He said, look at the media and look how unhappy they seem about that. Not like, oh, we're getting out of this with a milder virus that's replacing it.
Oh, no more fear porn?
It just seems so sad. Like,
where are our ratings going to go?
That's right.
Yeah.
And so he says that with a big smile on his face, like, this may be our ticket out, which is so surprising. But to not acknowledge the depth of who is doing this and how long this presence has been on the earth, you really do have to look at the supernatural and think about that. And one of the things this article on globalization and the vampire brings up is the demonic principle is the vanishing mediator. And that struck me so hard. I thought, what happened to us when they closed our schools and our politicians did nothing? Who was our mediator with the government? Nobody. The vanishing mediator. Who was the mediator when elderly people were put in nursing homes and the doors were locked? Who was there to mediate for them? What about patients who were locked in these hospitals with no visitors and no family, and they couldn't get word out as to what was happening? Where were the mediators? So I think it's true. The demonic principle is an absence of a mediator. A Christian principle is having a mediator.
You're right. Christ is a mediator. Yeah.
Christ is the mediator. The only,
that's a great point, Susan.
The only attorney mentioned in the Constitution is a defense attorney. That's for a reason, even though defense attorneys sometimes have really bad reputations.
But, right.
But it's the idea that even at Nuremberg, they recruited defense attorneys for all of the defendants because they wanted it to be a legitimate process. Now, the Soviet Union, they didn't care. They didn't care if there were defense attorneys. But not only were there defense attorneys, there was a team of 70 people helping them prepare the defense. And that really is a Christian principle.
Mm-hmm.
Why else? Why else would you go to do that? Do you think people hauled in out of their homes in China get a defense attorney?
Right.
And in fact, I wanted to bring that up about the Uyghurs. So what's happening now is we're headed to China for the Olympics. Yay, they got the Winter Olympics. I didn't know they were known for their skiing. But as it turns out, we're going right back to the scene of the crime. A Chinese company sanctioned by the United States for helping the government surveil Uyghurs is a major sponsor of the upcoming Beijing Games. So we are literally repeating the 1938 Games in Berlin, and you get all these sponsors. We just have moved on. We're still, IBM is still in existence. Hugo Boss, you know.
Yeah.
But it's called iFlytek. It's the exclusive supplier of automated translation software for the upcoming Winter Olympics. And the Chinese government uses the company's technology to surveil Uyghurs and other persecuted groups.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, they were sanctioned in 2019. They are a partner with Intel. So Intel went to Congress and said, okay, let's pass a law that prohibits the use of anything with our technology, you know, as part of this essentially genocide. That's what's happening with the Uyghurs. And then everybody just walked away. They passed it. It just got ignored. So they have to look good, but they're not good. So here is a story, a quick story about a woman who is a Uyghur. So this is a Muslim subgroup in China. And she was having her sixth baby. Well, of course, China just wants you to have one, right?
Right.
Well, now they're reversing that policy because their population is collapsing. They have population collapse, it's called. So she and her husband decided to leave, leaving some of their children behind, taking their very youngest. So she went, had a baby in Turkey, and her husband went back to get their other children. And that was 5 years ago. And a video came out of an orphanage, and she was looking at the children in the orphanage on this video and saw her daughter with her daughter's head shaved. Can you imagine? These are concentration camps.
Yeah.
People have escaped. Where are we going to celebrate the Olympics? We're headed right into the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
It's this is the old evil. It's super, it's supernatural.
People
don't want to feel it. They want to look at the glitz.
Yeah.
And they want to look at Hugh Hefner and his, what did he used to wear? His house coat or whatever, his robe, his silk robe.
Ugh, just my toes curl when I think of that guy. Oh gosh.
It's
well, disease specimen.
Ugh. Exactly. And that's how we should feel. You know, I had a friend when I was very young, we drove through with her parents, her father through Las Vegas. And she goes, this city creeps me out. It is so tacky. And I've never been able to see Las Vegas any other way.
Yeah. It is tacky. It is. We'll be right back. In fact, we can take some calls too, if you want to. 888-673-1450. Interesting, thought-provoking. And by the way, they won the Winter Olympics. I think it was back in 2015.
Oh.
Beijing did. Anyway.
Granted.
Yeah. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now.